Phew, it's always emotionally wrenching, which is what should I say? Nothing in comparison to the stories you can hear if you pop into a refugee camp. Wow. So, like 2 minutes walk from the Elevate Festival is it's a protest camp, and the refugees in the city of Graz, some have accommodation, some don't. There was seven people sleeping with the organizer of this particular protest camp in his little mobile home last night, a family of seven, and it's a tiny space for them all to be in, and it's there to kind of just raise awareness and hopefully push the local authorities on to remove a little of the bureaucracy that is keeping some people here. One guy I just spoke, 10 months he's been waiting, and hearing him talk about his wife and his three children living on the border of Turkey and in Syria, still in danger, picking up a slither of GSM from the mobile masts so that they can use Viber or WhatsApp and speak to their dad. And God, I find it all too easy to kind of get my head around, to maybe empathize a little bit with how hard that must be. And yet there's also stories of hope, refugees telling me that they've been treated with nothing but respect from, you know, a number of people who have visited the camp or have met them in the street. There's a woman that lives near the camp that, you know, will come out and invite people into the home, and so they can sit around and talk in the warm and discuss and eat. And then, of course, you know, there's people bringing food to the camp when they need it. And there's a guy I just spoke to. He just wants to get a job. He just wants to work. I'm speaking to highly educated engineers who say they've got, you know, it's obvious they've got a lot to offer society in general, and they're just in a strange limbo. And these are the ones that haven't been kind of stuck in a bus and shipped off to the border on the hope that they might go and settle somewhere else because of the fear of what all of this different culture, all of these different people to us might do to society. Well, society, I'm afraid, is going to have to act like a society. It's going to start thinking about community. It's going to have to evolve and remember what it's like to be a human. So yeah, really, really powerful stories, and I don't know how people can, you know, understand, get their head around just how intense this situation is now, and how so much worse it's going to be. It's if we don't come up with the systems, come up with the workflow, just in a simple office that might be processing paperwork. And I've heard so much discussion over the last couple of days about what can be done, what could be done, what might be able to be done, and there's a lot of really good solutions out there, and I'm sure the experts in government could come to the same conclusions. The fact that we, you know, live in cities with huge swathes of empty properties, and the reason why the refugees in this particular city can't be given, you know, a roof over their head is because health and safety standards are not necessarily met, because the toilet is too far away from the here, or there isn't a fire escape on that particular door. Sometimes, you know, it is safer to be in a roof with four walls around you than it is in a tent on the side of the river in freezing temperatures. So we need to just buck up, I think. This is my frustrations as I walk away from the protest camp with just a handful of really decent individuals that I've met who just kept saying thank you for stopping and talking. It's easy to stop and talk. So, let's have some solidarity, as the sign written above the camp says.